Welcome to this new detailed edition of the BayPay Forum Payments News. My name is Cindy and today is August 27, 2019. This edition is brought to you by Paycademy, the first business academy to learn payments and fintech. If you have some news in payments and fintech, send it to us at press@baypayforum.com and we will do our best to include your news. In this edition, we will talk about Swiss National Bank survey results, only half of the Swiss use online banking. UPI to witness massive growth over next 5 years, BRC forecasts. Taiwan to reduce cash dependency through mobile payments, cards. Aussie tax reg, cash-only SMBs dodging taxes. PSD2 will bring changes to online banking, BPFI warns consumers. Fintech Nominini raises $4 million MLN in funding round led by Standard Bank. Payments platform BharatPe raises $50 million MLN. Turvo launches automated supply chain payments tool. Citi eyes Asia, Europe in Treasury API adoption. National Bank of Bahrain installs biometrically protect bulk cash deposit machines in client offices. Life insurance fintech startup Ethos raises $60 million. In Switzerland, regulators eye payments over blockchain. Banks, corporates on opposite sides of recession spectrum. OakNorth appoints Tiffany Tang as chief of staff, Jeremy Payne as director of data product. Affinity Mortgages to boost efficiency with Mortgage Brain. Fintech targets the cash flow needs of CPAs. Mpaxis selects InvestCloud for turnkey asset management platform. CaixaBank to issue biodegradable cards. Now let's get started. Swiss National Bank survey results, only half of the Swiss use online banking. Only about half of population in Switzerland uses online banking services, according to a representative survey conducted by the Swiss National Bank, SNB, among 34 banks. The National Bank surveyed customers' demand for electronic and mobile banking offers to make payments. Swiss banks are expecting financial transactions to become increasingly digital, which presents opportunities for cutting costs while improving the quality of service, the SNB said. However, the survey also found risks linked to increasing competition from new market participants such as big technology companies or online banks that could lead to further margin pressures. Increasing competition will also mean less customer loyalty, with the banks believing customers are less likely to maintain a permanent relationship with a single financial institution in the future, and will instead increasingly turn to different intermediaries from the banking and non-banking sectors to find the best service, the survey showed. UPI to witness massive growth over next 5 years, BRC forecasts. Real-time payments system Unified Payments Interface, UPI, is expected grow massively in the next 5 years, capturing over 50% of the payments space, Boston Consulting Group forecasts. According to the research company, between 2021-22 and 2024-25, UPI will dominate the payments space with 59% payments transactions, followed by mobile and internet-based payments, which will constitute a fifth of the total number of cash and non-cash transactions. Other key findings: the payment space during 2018-19 portrays a different picture, with ATM transactions being the highest, a third of the total cash and non-cash transactions, followed by UPI-based digital payments, 17% share, point-of-sale machines, 20%, and mobile and internet, 13%, and cash comprising 5% of the total transactions. ATM transactions are expected to comprise 5% of total transactions between 2021-22 and 2024-25. The real-time payment system UPI registered 822.29 million transactions in July 2019. Of the total number of UPI-based transactions in 2018-19, Google Pay scored the maximum transactions at 36%, followed by Flipkart-backed PhonePe at 29%, PayTM at 25%, and other banks and payments instruments at 10%. Taiwan to reduce cash dependency through mobile payments, cards. Taiwan's push for card and mobile-based payments will reduce cash dependency in the country, a report by GlobalData has shown. The report, Taiwan Cards and Payments, Opportunities and Risks to 2023, shows that cash remains the preferred payment method in Taiwan, but its share in the country's total payment volume is expected to decline from 69.1% in 2019 to 59.7% in 2023 due to the rising preference for electronic payments. Other key findings of the report, the overall card payment value in Taiwan increased at a CAGR of 8.7% during 201,519 to reach 4.2 trillion new Taiwan dollars, 137 billion United States dollars. The value of card payments value is expected to increase further to 5.7 trillion new Taiwan dollars, 186.9 billion United States dollars by 2023. The report also underlines the government's aim to increase the percentage of mobile phone users who make mobile payments to 90% by 2025. The government is offering tax incentives to small businesses, allowing them to continue paying minimal business tax, 1%, until 2020 as long as they provide mobile payment acceptance to their customers. It is estimated that 400,000 small businesses, around one quarter of all SMEs in Taiwan, will benefit from the initiative. Aussie tax reg, cash-only SMBs dodging taxes. The Australian government is preparing a strategy to combat tax dodging among small businesses amounting to an estimated $11 billion in missing tax payments, news.com.au reported Monday, August 26. The nation's Australian Taxation Office, ATO, warned Monday, August 26, that there is an $11.1 billion small business tax gap, the difference between income tax collected and what small businesses actually owed. About two-thirds of that gap is attributed to cash-in-hand payments and black economy activities, which may include small businesses under-reporting income to reduce their tax burden, exaggerating business expenses, or operating on a cash-only basis to avoid the tax system altogether. For the 2015-16 tax year, the ATO said the small business tax gap stood at 12.5%, marking what reports said is the first time tax regulators have calculated that tax gap. For individuals, the tax gap is 6.5%, reports noted, only about half of what it is for small businesses. The majority of small businesses are actually trying very hard to do the right thing, but there is an element, a small percentage who are not, said ATO Deputy Commissioner Deborah Jenkins in a statement. Cash jobs on the weekend or after hours are a large component, or they might only put a percentage of their takings through their accounts. We also know people use their business income to pay for their private expenses. She also pointed to classic black economy industries, including building and construction, hair and beauty, and restaurants, that are dominated by small businesses, broadening the opportunity for those businesses to avoid tax payments. According to Jenkins, the ATO has stepped up its efforts to combat tax dodging among small businesses, adding that much of the ATO's enforcement is sparked from tipsters calling into the ATO's Tax Integrity Center hotline. Our mobile strike teams visited 10,000 businesses last year, she said. High visibility is really important. According to reports, small business tax gaps in other markets around the world can range from 9% to as high as 30%. PSD2 will bring changes to online banking, BPFI warns consumers. The Banking and Payment Federation Ireland, BPFI, has warned consumers to be prepared for impending changes in how they can access and use online and mobile banking services as PSD2 looms. The changes, expected to be rolled out after the 14th of September 2019 deadline, will provide increased protection for consumers and businesses by adding extra layers of security and reducing fraud. The increased security measures, known as Strong Customer Authentication (SCA), will manifest in varying ways depending on which provider a person banks with. However, there will likely be an additional security step before customers can access online accounts. Customers will be advised in coming weeks by their banks with regard to any actions they may need to take in advance of the new regulations being implemented, such as registering or updating their mobile phone number or downloading an updated version of their banking app. Speaking at the launch of a new BPFI awareness campaign, Gil Murphy, the organization's head of payment schemes, said, "It is vital that consumers take the time to carefully read the information provided by their bank in relation to PSD2. This information will outline what changes customers can expect as well as any actions that they may need to take in order to ensure continued access to their online accounts without interruption. It is important to remember that these changes are being introduced across Europe to help counter fraud and provide better protection for consumers and their online accounts." Fintech Nomanini raises $4 million MLN in funding round led by Standard Bank. Nomanini, the fintech platform for the informal retail ecosystem, has announced a $4 million funding round. The funding round was led by Standard Bank, Africa's Bank, and completed by Goodwill Investments, a Netherlands-based investment company focused on fintech and financial inclusion. Through the terms of the strategic investment, Standard Bank gains a stake in the company and the ability to use Nomanini's platform to unearth previously invisible data on the informal retail economy. With the benefit of these business analytics, the bank can offer a mobile application which provides access to new lines of business, credit and savings services for millions of informal merchants across 14 African countries, all without having to set foot in a bank branch or leave their points of sale. The service will be available in South Africa, Zambia, Mozambique, Uganda, Malawi, Angola, Zimbabwe, Namibia, Ghana, Nigeria, Kenya, Tanzania, Eswatini, Lesotho, and Botswana. Transaction data analysis via Nomanini's platform means that micro merchants' creditworthiness can be more accurately assessed and, as a result, many will become eligible for working capital loans for the first time. For the merchants using this service, this means a boost to ongoing trade, increased return customers and the sale of additional goods and services. For Nomanini, the partnership with Standard Bank adds merchant financing to its existing service offering and provides the opportunity to scale into new markets. With the investment, the company plans to expand its portfolio of financial services to offer remittances, insurance and other products in the future. Payments platform BharatPe raises $50 million MLN. Payments platform BharatPe has raised a $50 million MLN funding round led by Ribbit Capital and Hong Kong-based Steadview Capital. Existing investors of the company Sequoia Capital, Bnext Capital and Insight Partners also participated in the round. Commenting on the funding, BharatPe co-founder Ashnir Grover said the company plans to deploy the funds to expand their current merchant base of 1.45 million to over 5 million within the next 1 year and fulfill the capital requirements of the underserved offline merchants in India by lending to them. The company is valued at $225 million after the recent fundraising. In April 2019, BharatPe had raised a $15.5 million Series A funding round from Insight Partners, Sequoia, and Bnext. With this new round, the company's total funding stands at $68 million. BharatPe is a merchant-focused payments and lending platform. It offers merchants a single interface for all existing UPI apps such as Paytm, PhonePe, Google Pay, BIM, MobiQuick, FreeCharge, Truecaller among 100 other UPI transaction applications. The platform also enables merchants to track their transactions and settlements, manage sales record, and earn periodic cashbacks. In May 2019, BharatPe had announced its foray into the lending space with the launch of short-term credit options for merchants. The fintech startup had partnered with Apollo Finvest to enable lending on its platform and has plans to add more partners. Turvo launches automated supply chain payments tool. Real-time logistics collaboration platform Turvo is rolling out its payment solution, Turvo Pay, to automate payments down supply chains. In an announcement today, Tuesday, August 27, sent to PYMNTS, Turvo revealed the rollout of its automated payment solution, connecting businesses within supply chains to a suite of payment tools designed to boost the efficiency of payments down supply chains and address the pain point of late B2B payments. TurboPay allows users to request and manage digital documents like invoices as an extension of the shipping process, the company explained, meaning payment is integrated into shipment management for a more seamless flow of both goods and funds. The solution supports ACH, paper check, EFS and ComCheck from directly within the Turbo platform. The automated payments tool also connects users to solutions for auditing, reconciliation, remittance emails and accounting, while being able to integrate into users' existing accounting platforms including QuickBooks and Xero, the company said. Turbo pointed to the bottlenecks of payments that can be slowed down as various players down supply chains wait to receive and process documents including proof of delivery and invoices. Friction in the payments process itself, as well as in the subsequent reconciliation and accounting process, are also top pain points, the company said. Late payments can be as disruptive as late shipments, said Turbo Chief Marketing Officer Matt Jubilier in a statement. With TurboPay, we are the first to bring the promise of collaborative logistics to the payment process and connect it to the full shipment lifecycle. This will reduce what typically takes up to a full day of work down to minutes. The launch of TurboPay follows the announcement of the company's $60 million investment round last year, led by Mubadala Investment Co.'s Mubadala Ventures. Turbo has headquarters in both the US and India. Last month, Turbo announced the takeover of supply chain Internet of Things and artificial intelligence company Odin. BharatPay lands $50 million, connects SMB merchants with suppliers. 4 months after announcing a $15.5 million fundraise, India-based fintech BharatPay revealed new funding for its solution aimed at small businesses. TechCrunch reported Monday, August 26, that the company raised $50 million in Series B funding led by Ribbit Capital, based in San Francisco, and Steadview Capital, based in London. BharatPay offers small and medium-sized businesses, SMBs, a payment processing solution designed to help firms accept electronic payments. The solution is integrated with a working capital offering to help business users manage cash flow. Existing backers Sequoia Capital, BNext Capital and Insight Partners also participated in the round, reports noted, adding that the Series B funding now places BharatPay's valuation at $225 million. An unnamed source told the publication that Google and Amazon were in advanced talks with BharatPay to invest in the Series B round, though the fintech's founders decided not to further dilute their shares in the firm. To date, BharatPay says more than 1.5 million SMBs use its platform, which processes more than 21 million transactions per month. Its lending operations connect small businesses with about $500 million in financing over a three-month period, with the company planning to expand that funding amount to $2,000. Reports said that this small business lending operation is key to BharatPay's profitability. There is no money to be made in doing payments in India, said BharatPay co-founder and CEO Ashnir Grover in an interview with the publication, adding that the interest on SMB loans is the main revenue generator for the firm. With the new funding, BharatPay will look to add 3.5 million new merchants to its platform over the coming year, with a portion of the funding to be set aside to finance small business loans. In addition to the new funding, BharatPay announced later the same day that it is rolling out a new B2B service to connect its SMB users with their suppliers. Citi eyes Asia, Europe in Treasury API adoption. Citi announced on Monday, August 26, that its corporate treasury APIs and its Citi Connect API platform have processed more than $26 billion for corporate clients. In a press release, Citi said the Citi Connect platform has processed more than 157 million API calls since its November 2016 launch. The APIs for treasury services connect the bank's more than 55 corporate clients and their treasurers to integrate a range of Citi's financial services directly into their treasury and enterprise resource planning platforms. According to Citi, the majority of the API calls stem from the Asia-Pacific and Europe regions, a reflection of the adoption of real-time payments in these markets. The bank also noted that the number of API calls grew by 750% between November 2018 and August 2019. Those API calls originate from corporate clients using the Citi Connect platform. Citi pointed to account balance inquiries, payment status reports and payments as the most popular API calls processed on the platform. Other processes that can be conducted on the platform include real-time foreign exchange management, proof of payment, payments, request to pay and WorldLink transfers. In June, Citi announced that its CitiConnect platform, along with the CitiDirect B portal, added its payment outlier detection solution, which automates the flagging of potential outlier and possibly fraudulent transactions for corporate treasury users. That same month, Citi announced an expansion of its CitiConnect tool by adding its CitiConnect API developer portal, offering developers a sandbox to test and validate their solutions using Citi's treasury APIs. API-based integration is one of the biggest topics across the industry, said Naveed Sultan, Citi's global head of treasury and trade solutions, in a statement at the time. And with CitiConnect API, TTS offers the right solution on a global scale. National Bank of Bahrain installs biometrically protect bulk cash deposit machines in client offices. National Bank of Bahrain (NBB) today announced the continued enhancement of its service and value proposition for its business clients with the launch of new, state-of-the-art, high-speed large cash deposit machines (CDM) in Bahrain. This comes in line with the bank's vision towards expanding its transaction banking offering by digitalizing its clients' cash management and improving their accessibility to other bank services. Corporate clients are deploying NBB CDMs in their head offices and retail outlets. Accessed by biometric scan, clients can deposit cash up to 20,000 notes at a time. Cash is instantly credited to the client's account with no need to visit NBB branches. Cash is collected from the client's premises by secure services. The machines have been successfully deployed at various business clients' premises, who have provided very positive feedback. Retail customers can also deposit large amounts of cash, taking advantage of this 24/7 easy deposit functionality by using their NBB debit cards. Commenting head of SME and commercial at NBB Mr. Arif Janahi, said, in line with the Kingdom of Bahrain vision and NBB's focus on supporting the development of its SMEs, we're delighted to roll out further digital service innovations that enable our valued clients to better manage their banking and cash transactions. We're investing significantly in ensuring NBB's platforms and services are world-class and that our clients are gaining maximum value through their partnership with NBB. Mr. Ali Abdulkareem, head of coverage, corporate and institutional investment banking, added, better catering to the needs of our large corporate clients is a priority for NBB and providing them with easier access to our services through on-site CDMs or deposit points in closer proximity to their businesses is another added benefit. We will be rolling out additional machines that help us in our mission to get closer to those we serve and to enhance their banking experience and our value proposition. Life insurance fintech startup Ethos raises $60 million. Ethos, the company making simple, ethical life insurance, today announced it raised a $60 million Series C financing led by GV, formerly Google Ventures. This financing follows major revenue and customer growth, and supports Ethos' mission to make life insurance coverage accessible for millions of families in the U.S. In addition to GV, Goldman Sachs is a new participant alongside existing investors Sequoia Capital and Accel, bringing the total funding to date to more than $100 million. The traditional life insurance application model hasn't meaningfully evolved in 150 years. The historical application process is long, complex, and invasive, often requiring medical exams and weeks of paperwork. The ubiquitous practice of employing commissioned insurance agents can mean agents are incentivized to make a sale, not to find the policy that is right for the individual. Incentives are fundamentally misaligned. These outdated practices are one reason a massive coverage gap exists in the U.S. 70% of Americans consider life insurance a necessity, yet 41% have no coverage at all. Ethos was founded on the radical idea that everyone deserves access to ethically designed, easy-to-understand term life insurance policies tailored to fit people's lives. Ethos is a pioneer in using predictive analytics and sophisticated data technologies to eliminate the traditional barriers keeping people from getting coverage. The result is an application process that takes minutes instead of weeks, no medical exams for most applicants, no commissioned agents, and a life insurance company that prioritizes people over profit. Since our original investment in Ethos last year, we've been consistently impressed by the company's commitment to growth, customer traction, and execution to date, said Tyson Clark, general partner at GV. With the company's product differentiation and singular approach to modern life insurance, Ethos is well positioned to disrupt a $100-plus billion industry. This latest round of financing comes after significant company growth. Ethos has quadrupled revenue since October 2018 and announced several integral leadership hires, including head of finance David Zhang and VP of insurance Phil Murphy. The company is also driving increased customer acquisition, insuring thousands of new families. The Series C funding will fuel continued momentum, supporting product refinement, technical team hires, and ultimately, the ability to protect more families. Getting life insurance is one of the most selfless financial choices someone can make. Usual DNT have to endure what's essentially a medical and financial strip search in order to protect your family, said Peter Colis, Ethos CEO and co-founder. What makes Ethos different from other providers is our core values are aligned with the expectations of American families. Life insurance should be easy and ethical. We aren't motivated by capitalizing on individuals. Instead, we make choices like right-sizing policies for customers, so they have the best coverage for their families without ever paying more than they should. In Switzerland, regulators eye payments over blockchain. As reported by Cointelegraph, Switzerland's Financial Market Supervisory Authority (FINMA) this week unveiled guidance on the regulatory requirements that govern payments done over blockchain. Under the guidelines, which cover exchanges, trading platforms and wallet providers, the regulators state businesses are not exempt from standards that tie in anti-money laundering (AML) rules, among other mandates. That's especially important, according to the Market Supervisory Authority, because there are greater risks tied to money laundering and terrorist financing activities. In addition, firms working within the blockchain space are also directed to perform Know Your Customer checks and point out suspicious activity to appropriate authorities. As reported by the site, FINMA had said there are no systems, domestic or international, that can reliably transmit data for blockchain-based payments, and bilateral agreements have not been struck between service providers. Should any such agreements or data-sharing mechanisms be established in future, authorities state, they would be required to exclusively involve service providers that are subject to appropriate AML supervision, reported Cointelegraph. Separately, FINMA has approved banking licenses for the blockchain service firms Signum AG and Siba Crypto AG. CCN reported that the two bridge the gap between functional DLT, distributed ledger technology, tech and older, more traditional finance aspects. As reported, Signum seeks to provide traditional banking and wealth management services across DLT. Signum also provides set management, brokerage, credit, and tokenization services. Siba has focused on asset management, and CCN stated that the longer-term horizon would include offering transaction banking and storage custody services. Securities exchange and DLT. In blockchain-related news stemming from Australia, the Australian Securities Exchange (ASX) has said it has teamed with two other companies. Digital Asset and VMware are to build replacement platforms for the Clearinghouse Electronic Subregister System (CHESS) onto distributed ledger technology. The agreement comes through a Memorandum of Understanding. CoinDesk reported that the exchange has targeted the DLT platform to be in place and operational by spring of 2021. ASX Deputy CEO Peter Heam has been quoted as stating that the agreement will help it expand both product offerings and service locations across Australia and New Zealand. This new partnership is a very positive development that will help us support a wider range of DLT solutions developed by the industry, he said. It confirms our belief in the potential of DLT as we remain on track to deliver the CHESS replacement system in March to April 2021. The current platform processes transactions totaling $5 billion Australian dollars, $3.4 billion daily. In other company-specific news, CoinDesk reported that CoinWallet and blockchain explorer provider Blockchain has struck a partnership with BitPay, which processes Bitcoin payments. Blockchain will integrate BitPay's payment architecture into its wallet service. The integration will let wallet users pay merchants across online options, including mobile. BitPay has said it processes about $1 billion in Bitcoin transactions annually. Banks, corporates on opposite sides of recession spectrum. Talk of a financial recession and a weaker global economy continues to grow, and central banks are keeping a close ear on the chatter. Reports in the Financial Times on Monday, August 26, warned that continued uncertainty linked to Brexit and trade wars have limited borrowing and investment appetite across the globe. And while European banks have endured market volatility while U.S. peers outperform, analysts warn that U.S. banks are actually more exposed to an economic downturn than EU institutions. But while banks may be feeling the heat, analysis from Citizens Bank suggests corporates remain quite optimistic even as they acknowledge a possible impending economic downturn. According to the bank, U.S. corporates remain in growth mode, with the Citizens Business Conditions Index remaining above 60 and index above 50 is considered reflective of corporate expansion and improved business conditions. This indicates that despite the questions inherent in a recovery of this length, U.S. companies remain in a growth mode powered by healthy fundamentals, Citizens said in its Monday announcement. However, it remains up for debate whether a recession is actually ahead, with Citizens reports suggesting that U.S. corporates perhaps aren't as convinced as some economists and banks are. Reports in the International Business Times noted that many economists took the Federal Reserve's decision to cut the federal interest rate as an effort to mitigate recession risks, while bond yield fluctuations have been taken as yet another sign of an impending downturn. Morgan Stanley said last month that there is a 20% of a recession in the coming year. For now, the path to the bear case of a U.S. recession is still narrow, but not unrealistic, said Morgan Stanley's analysis, led by chief U.S. economist Ellen Zentner, according to CNBC reports last month. If trade tensions escalate further, our economists see the direct impact of tariffs interacting with the indirect effects of tighter financial conditions and other spillovers, potentially leading consumers to retrench, Zentner wrote in the report. Although that apparently does not yet apply to U.S. corporates, according to Citizens, businesses should be diligent and prepared. With the current boom now in its 11th year, many business leaders are wondering when the good times are going to end, Citizens Commercial Banking's head of global markets Tony Bedikian said in a statement, adding, there is uncertainty about a range of factors, including trade, Fed rates, Brexit and the election, just to name a few. Businesses should seize every opportunity to assess the economic landscape and make well-informed decisions on how to hedge their risks. Corporates aren't alone in their confidence, either. Last week, according to CNBC reports, Credit Suisse released its own analysis concluding that key metrics remain quite healthy, according to the bank's chief U.S. equity strategist Jonathan Golub, adding that metrics like inflation and earnings quality remain indicative of economic expansion. However, Golub warned, recessionary indicators are more mixed than they have been since the financial crisis. A lack of consensus with regard to an incoming recession is nothing new. Earlier this year, separate analysis similarly pointed to disagreements among economists and corporate finance executives over whether a recession is on the way. While banks are increasingly pessimistic, according to Promontory Interfinancial Network analysis, a CNBC Global CFO Council survey concluded, if you're looking for trillions of dollars making the bet that a recession is coming sooner rather than later for the U.S. economy, don't look to major corporations. Oak North appoints Tiffany Tang as chief of staff, Jeremy Payne as director of data product. Oak North, the next-generation credit platform, has today announced the appointments of Tiffany Tang as Chief of Staff and Jeremy Payne as Director of Product, Data Services. Tiffany was previously at JP Morgan Chase where she worked on the launch of several products including Chase Pay and the redesigned web platform behind www.chase.com. She managed product and product marketing teams at JP Morgan Chase, leading product definition and execution on strategic consumer technology and credit card initiatives. Prior to JP Morgan Chase, Tiffany led the branding, social media, and content production teams for Bloomspot.com, a daily deal e-commerce startup that she co-founded in 2009 and that was acquired by JP Morgan Chase in 2013. She currently sits on the board of directors for Earn.org, a national San Francisco-based nonprofit tackling financial insecurity by offering an online savings platform. She has a master's degree in management from Stanford Graduate School of Business, where she co-led the inaugural fintech deal team for Stanford's GSB Impact Fund, which invests in early-stage, for-profit ventures seeking financial, social, and environmental returns. Jeremy has worked for several global institutions, including JP Morgan, S&P Global Market Intelligence, Blackstone LP, and Bloomberg, where he spent the last 7 years. At Bloomberg, he managed planning across a business unit comprised of 7 product managers, more than 100 engineers, over 600 data analysts, and a $50 million annual external budget. During his tenure, he pioneered the scaled agile planning, execution, and accountability system, a model that was replicated across the company's 5,000-plus person global engineering and product team. He has an MBA from NYU Stern School of Business. Both Tiffany and Jeremy will be based in Oak North's HQ in London. Tiffany will be working closely with Rishi Khosla, co-founder, as his chief of staff across a broad array of initiatives, while Jeremy will be responsible for ensuring best practice in data product development across multiple teams. Joel Perlman, co-founder of Oak North, said, "At Oak North, we've built a strong product and engineering culture where team members have incredibly high autonomy and ownership, and where every individual believes in our mission of solving the small and medium-sized business lending problem globally." Both Tiffany and Jeremy are accomplished and deeply passionate individuals with experience across startups, scale-ups, and large established institutions. They both have proven track records in building and mobilizing high-performing teams and products. We're delighted to be welcoming them to the team. Affinity Mortgages to boost efficiency with Mortgage Brain. Mortgage advisor, Affinity Mortgages have chosen Mortgage Brain as its partner to help drive efficiency across the business. The new partnership enables Affinity to benefit from the key, Mortgage Brain's point-of-sale compliance and CRM system and its integration with Mortgage Brain Anywhere, Mortgage Brain's online sourcing system. Featuring a secure client portal, which can save advisors up to an hour per case, the key offers an end-to-end process with one login, single data entry, reports and templates, lead generation directly back into system and a myriad of partner integrations. As part of the agreement, Mortgage Brain's innovative first and second charge integrated online sourcing system, Mortgage Brain Anywhere, is also being used by Affinity's advisors for a fast, thorough, and accurate mortgage search and selection process for their clients. Jamie Lewis, Managing Director, Affinity Mortgages, comments, "We strive to find the best mortgages that will work for our clients, providing them with the right financial product that matches their circumstances. This partnership will support us in achieving these goals, while giving us more time to focus on creating value for our clients. We have a very clear vision on adding value to clients with the assistance of technology but without replacing humans within the mortgage process, and Mortgage Brain really stood out as the most capable firm to assist us in this vision." Mark Lofthouse, CEO of Mortgage Brain, adds, "The mortgage industry is changing. Technology enables us to increasingly do more with less. We support proactive mortgage advisors like Affinity and to equip them with the right tools to focus on delivering the best possible results for their clients. We are proud to enable Affinity's advisors to save time through the use of an integrated CRM and mortgage search and selection process. We look forward to continuing to work with them as we develop our innovative product portfolio and drive faster client service." Fintech targets the cash flow needs of CPAs. The Certified Personal Accountant, CPA, today now has a plethora of fintech solutions they can use to manage their clients' money, with the number of digital tools including cloud accounting portals, cash flow forecasting solutions, and intelligent technologies like artificial intelligence, AI, continuing to rise. However, there's an area of B2B fintech that appears to have left a gap in the market. While there are solutions for CPAs to better manage their clients' funds, Dustin Hall, director of CPA Charge at card processing company AffiniPay, says CPAs lack a seamless way to get paid from those customers. In a way, while there are fintech solutions for CPAs to offer more strategic financial services to their clients, the fintech solutions designed for CPAs themselves are few and far between. We saw that a vast majority of payment solutions available to CPA and accounting firms today were broadly created for general use by businesses across virtually all industries, Hall told PYMNTS in a recent interview. These solutions create a disjointed, and sometimes bloated experience for accounting professionals. How CPAs are paid and how they want to be paid. Accountants have particular needs when accepting payment from their clients, including specific data for reporting and compliance purposes. Also unique among CPAs and accounting firms is the need to offer gross deposits, meaning the processing fees are billed separately when CPAs are paid, for more precise accounting and reconciliation with their clients. At the same time, he noted, accounting firms must adhere to the payment demands seen across industries, namely the need for businesses to accept payment online in an intuitive, user-friendly way. That's a requirement that doesn't stop when a corporation or small business is making the payment, and according to Hall, SMBs and corporates can pose unusually large challenges to accounting firms. With larger firms, delayed payments are among the most significant pain points, he said, while with SMBs, that friction is linked to the variety of ways small companies want to pay their accountants. Credit and debit cards, along with e-checks, are the most common ways businesses pay their accountants, Hall noted, though businesses' payment preferences don't always match an accounting firm's. Businesses typically prefer to pay by credit card, as it gives them more flexibility, control over the transaction and sometimes points, he said. CPA firms typically prefer to use the payment method that incurs the lowest total fee. That's traditionally been the paper check, with accountants embracing the e-check to minimize payment acceptance fees, meet clients' demand for online payment methods and streamline the collections process. Hall added that CPAs and accounting firms are increasingly accepting cards and the fees they come with to avoid the collections process and mitigate the risk of delayed or non-payment. Changing CPA roles. The role of the corporate and small business accountant is changing. As the number of fintech solutions and automated, intelligence technologies continue to rise, so does the ability for a CPA and accounting firm to go from number cruncher to strategic advisor. Moreover, despite fears that automated, cloud-based accounting solutions would eliminate the need for the human accountant, the industry is gradually realizing that these solutions can be a strategic asset, not a replacement, for the advisory services of the CPA. This is increasingly true amid industry shifts like accounting standard changes, tax reform, and regulatory adjustments in areas like payroll. Experts expect these factors to disrupt corporates and SMBs, which will be looking toward their accountants for guidance. Private companies are starting to realize it's not business as usual, said Deloitte Private Enterprises managing partner Mark Davis in an interview with Accounting Today about the accounting standard changes last October. According to Hall, the ability to accept electronic payments in a seamless, online fashion supports the ability for CPAs to step up to that elevated role for their business clients. Also, just as CPAs support their clients' cash flow management needs, online payment acceptance is key to an accounting firm's cash flow objectives. Electronic payment acceptance means offering an experience that clients expect, which, Hall said, means they've enabled their clients to pay more quickly and easily, which directly contributes to stronger cash flow. Empaxis selects InvestCloud for turnkey asset management platform. Empaxis has selected InvestCloud, Inc. to launch a new turnkey asset management platform, TAMP1. The product has been designed to provide complete outsourcing of all operations for small to medium-sized investment managers. Due to increased competition and even greater fee compression, smaller asset managers and advisory practices are increasingly looking to cut back on operational costs, while still increasing the quality of service. Within the industry, TAMPs provide a fully outsourced solution that take away operational burdens and alleviate costs associated with hosting and data center fees, allowing managers to focus on delivering value-add services and increasing their bottom line. Through this partnership with InvestCloud, including access to the entire InvestCloud digital platform, Mpaxis can deliver the TAMP product seamlessly. Implementation time is cut down to a matter of weeks rather than the year-long timelines of traditional migrations. Leveraging InvestCloud's digital engagement apps create a frictionless migration where clients can maintain all of their historical data, a capability unique to InvestCloud's digital warehouse. Stephen Van de Wettering, founder and CEO of Mpaxis, said, "Increased competition and fee compression have been hitting many mid-market asset managers for years. The obvious answer lies in cutting the back office, an area that drains revenue and adds nothing to how managers can make money. TAMP services provide an easy way to stem the flow of these back office costs and redirect the workforce to tasks that deliver real value. But market consolidation by some of the larger TAMP service providers means that many smaller managers are no longer getting the value they need from their TAMP, and are having to pay a higher price for it. Our partnership with InvestCloud in the development of TAMP1 means that we can seamlessly deliver a fully outsourced back office that can scale directly in line with requirements. It is significantly more efficient for smaller managers and integrates seamlessly with the InvestCloud platform. TAMP1 is the combination of InvestCloud's award-winning digital apps, including client portals, advisor portals, digital onboarding, digital advice, Select and Robo, goals-based financial planning, open CRM, portfolio accounting, billing and reconciliation, etc., and Mpaxis mature back-office TAMP to act as the services arm. This combination provides an all-in-one solution that complements our clients' operational and technical teams. John Wise, co-founder, CEO and chairman at InvestCloud, said, "With TAMP1, Mpaxis will deliver a new level of value for smaller asset managers looking to outsource. It is delivered within weeks and leverages the InvestCloud App Store. It works in real time and is completely scalable to fit business needs. There is a real benefit for asset managers using TAMP1 versus the traditional players, as TAMP1 is totally digital and can address many clients' needs without the high costs of traditional development." Wise added, "TAMP service providers all too often are old think, they rely on legacy technology, where they keep reselling the same product to as many as possible, without much concern for individual needs. They fail to integrate with the latest technology and therefore create terrible user experiences. TAMP1 is a new think in this space, a game changer for small managers and the industry at large." CaixaBank to issue biodegradable cards. This September, CaixaBank will start releasing its first biodegradable cards, and expects to distribute around 150,000 units per year. It is a new type of card that can be acquired in any branch of the CaixaBank network, in the format of a gift card. In fact, from now on, all gift cards issued by CaixaBank will be biodegradable. The launch of this product represents a significant step forward in a plan specifically designed to reduce the environmental impact of the company's cards, a business in which CaixaBank is the leading company in Spain, with a total of 17.4 million cards and a market share of 23.38% in terms of turnover. The plan includes both replacing the manufacturing material of the range of gift cards, and creating a new recycling program for all card types. Cards manufactured with cornstarch and biomass. CaixaBank's gift cards will now be fully made from a biodegradable material, primarily formed of polylactic acid, PLA, a bioplastic obtained from cornstarch. The other components of the card are biomass. The result is an organic, biodegradable card, which is more environmentally friendly than traditional plastic, which comes from oil and decomposes over a period of 100 to 1,000 years. Cards that use this material last for approximately 2 years, which makes it an ideal material for the gift cards, which expire within a maximum period of 2 years. As well as being biodegradable, the new CaixaBank cards use a different manufacturing process, which halves the carbon footprint of their production and entails the reduction of practically half the CO2 emitted, going from 30 kilograms of CO2 emissions per 1,000 cards made with PVC, to 15.5 kilograms per 1,000 cards in this material. In order for customers to clearly recognize the biodegradable cards, CaixaBank is presenting a new design, with a more environmentally friendly and minimalist feel, including a logo that indicates that it is a biodegradable product. In parallel to the launch of these new biodegradable cards, CaixaBank is continually analyzing the materials that offer better durability to reduce the number of card replacements and thus reduce their carbon footprint. To find the most suitable ecological material, CaixaBank is testing alternative materials to PVC, which is what cards with chips and contactless technology are currently made of. One of the recent measures derived from this research process is the implementation of new magnetic bands that are more resistant to demagnetization, which is one of the main reasons that customers replace their cards. Additionally, CaixaBank is committed to digitizing cards, reducing the environmental impact as this avoids the need to manufacture or send a PVC card to the customer, and will also extend the validity from 5 years to 7. Contribution to the circular economy. Meanwhile, CaixaBank has also introduced a new process for recycling all its cards, both those made from biodegradable materials and those made from traditional plastics. From now on, customers will hand in their expired cards at their branch, which will take care of activating the recycling circuit established for each model. Specifically, the procedure consists in separating the card's different components, chip, magnetic strip, plastic or biodegradable material, and distributing them across the dedicated channels for recycling them. New CaixaBank cards are CO2 neutral, because CaixaBank offsets 100% of its calculated emissions. In fact, CaixaBank is the only IBEX 35 company that offsets its entire calculated carbon footprint, including indirect emissions. Last year, it reached this milestone with the support of a wind farm in southern India, and a reforestation project in an area that had burned in the mountain of Montserrat. Promoting initiatives against climate change. CaixaBank is one of the leading financial institutions in the struggle against climate change on a global level. The organization CDP has included CaixaBank in the Index of Global Leaders in the Struggle Against Climate Change, for the fifth consecutive year. Last year, CaixaBank registered $1.45 billion worth of purchases on the green loan market, which included the financing of renewable energy projects, more than $645 million in 2018. Similarly, CaixaBank has several product lines aimed at financing environmentally sound initiatives and collaborates with the European Investment Bank to finance projects fighting against climate change. Through this type of financing, CaixaBank contributes to United Nations Sustainable Development Goals, with a special emphasis on the 13 Sudanese pounds, climate action. Since 2007, it is part of the group of financial institutions associated with the Equator Principles to guarantee that the projects to which it provides funding and consultancy are carried out in a socially responsible way. In addition, since 2016 it has been on the board of directors of the Spanish Green Growth Group, which fosters economic growth linked to a low-carbon economy. CaixaBank has also joined the United Nations Environment Programme, Finance Initiative, UNEP-FI, which has three main goals: commitment to sustainable development, sustainability management and public awareness. Furthermore, the company is a member of the Dow Jones Sustainability Index, DJSI, a global index that assesses the behavior of companies according to social, environmental and corporate governance criteria. This concludes our edition for today. We want to thank again Paycademy, the first business school to learn payments and fintech, for their support. You can find more information on their website at paycademy.com. We hope you enjoyed it and see you tomorrow for our next edition.